All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who's ready to compete in the headline attraction at BTC 15 that goes down on June the 4th. We have Adam Asenza and Dominic Clark getting out there and testing skills with one another, and always good to be talking to Adam. How's your day going so far, man? Busy as usual, I trust?
Yeah, busy as always.
Yeah, you have a lot of great stuff on the go, and all that, like, how's things going with, like, the app and whatnot? And, I mean, just, yeah, you have so many projects on the go, so curious to hear about how some of that is going.
Yeah, everything's going good, you know. The app's always going well and, you know, got a good way to extend, you know, my services to my athletes that are always traveling or, you know, they might be in a different part of, like, the country or whatnot, so that's good.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I imagine you're excited to be, you know, getting a certain level of like regular competition here, this being the second fight of the calendar year, another one under the BTC banner. Are you happy with like the rate of activity so far this calendar year?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to stay busy, and you know, this year so far has been off to a great start.
Yeah, and that was a stellar last fight there, being another prominently featured BTC fight there. I mean, you're getting the back-to-back headline attractions in the promotion going on there, and just, yeah, great performance all around. I felt like Kazuma Murayama was somebody that we were talking about before the fight, and you seemed excited to be taking him on because he was very, you know, highly ranked from Japan and everything like that coming into that fight. Like, how did you feel about that overall performance and just general memories of the night and all?
Like, definitely thankful for, you know, them slotting me in the main event slot in London. And, I don't know, I wasn't really happy with the performance, to be honest with you. You know, I'm always going for the finish, and, you know, he just, you know, I couldn't get it that night. You know, he presented some problems that I didn't anticipate. And then, I couldn't get the finish. So, I'm not happy with that, you know?
But, I mean, I thought you showed, like, a pretty well-rounded skill set. Like, I feel like you got to really show like how you mix the martial arts fairly well. Like, is there anything you take away from that, or is your mindset more just oriented to like how to improve and level up from where you are presently?
Yeah, my mindset's always just trying to, you know, go to the next level and level up from where I am or where I was. So that's just you know, in regards to the bout, it's just, you know, I like to finish fights. So
it was a great one, though, because, like, I actually have a buddy that enjoys MMA. Like, he's not, like hardcore into it as, like, we are, per se, but he definitely enjoys it, and he came out to that fight. He lives in the London area, and he was kind of asking before this fight, he's like, oh, what can I expect from this one? And I'm like, probably Adam Asenza is going to be throwing some trippy techniques, and then you threw, like, the spinning wheel kick, and he's like, oh, yeah, you were right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I imagine that would, even a micro moment like that would be something that would probably be pretty satisfying, I would imagine, especially, like, from the, you know, grounding you had in MMA, just, like, some of the fighters you seem to gravitate towards early on with the very exciting kind of style. So I imagine executing stuff like that in competition is cool, even in, like, a micro kind of sense.
Yeah, it's fun, you know, it's just kind of comes out. There's no thought process behind it. It'd be nice if I could have got the finish with that one, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, and cool that it kind of took place in such like a historical hotbed for Canadian MMA, just being the London area there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would think that this next one has a certain level of importance, and it's pretty apropos that it's BTC 15 homecoming, as the tagline being that you're a local lad there. Like, how much importance do you have with just that dynamic headlining an event in the hometown? I would think that would be a cool feather in the cap.
Yeah, well, you know, BTC 15 is taking place in Burlington, so that is my hometown, so obviously, you know, everybody's going to be coming out for that, so, you know, it's super important, you know, and, you know, for me, like, I thrive off of, like, you know, the crowd being behind me and being loud, and so that's the way I like it, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have that history of competing there previously too and everything like that, so I mean, like, BTC 6 I think was even the first time we kind of interacted with each other there. I mean, just, yeah, quite a while since then, you know, June 2019, the world was a bit of a different place then.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, obviously, like, the history with BTC has been well entrenched for a while, and I mean, you've been able to you know, capture gold with the company and accomplish quite a bit. Like, what's the, I guess, goal from here on out? Is it to, like, you know, contend for, like, another, you know, BTC championship? I know you also had some outside forays with, like, B2 fighting series and stuff like that, where you collected some gold. Like, I imagine you want to collect some more gold. Like, what would the path look like in that regard, do you think?
You know, for me, it's just staying busy, fighting as much as possible. You know, the goal is obviously the UFC, get to the big show, get some big fights there. You know, that's the goal. So I'm not looking too far into the future right now. I'm just looking at, you know, Dominic Clark and, you know, beating his ass. So, you know, but, you know, in general, that's the goal.
Yeah, and to that point, like, what are your thoughts on just his, I guess, general resume, what he brings to the table, etc.? Because just looking through his record and stuff like that, it seems like he's gotten some, you know, big show looks and stuff like that, like Bellator, LFA, Combate, etc. So just like from tape study and just general resume, like, what are your thoughts on, like, what he brings to the table as an opponent?
Yeah, he's a well-rounded fighter, you know, he's good everywhere, doesn't have too many weaknesses, and, you know, I'm just going to look to be sharp and impose my will.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious, like, getting in the usual work at BTC and stuff like that, like the training center there. And, I mean, there's so many great gyms around here, too. I mean, Parabellum, I mean, could be part of that. Or, I guess, Aegis MMA in, like, the lineal modern kind of sense. So, like, where are you honing skills large in part for this one?
Yeah, you know, I go everywhere, you know. I'm definitely at BTC, definitely go to Aegis, you know, head down to NTT and get some training there. Head down to Adrenaline in London, get some training there. So I'm kind of everywhere, you know. I just, I'm always looking just to get, you know, different looks and different bodies and so on and so forth, you know, just keep everything fresh.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely getting to work with, like, some of the very best in Ontario. Like, I mean, Adrenaline is a huge historical space and continues to, you know, put out great fighters. But, I mean, just the strides Niagara Top Team has kind of made, too, just in as far as, like, the broader global awareness. So, yeah, I mean, training with some of the very best in this country, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, I mean, this is a, you know, very exciting-looking fight coming up here, and another one in the, you know, lightweight category and stuff like that. And we were talking about the fitness app earlier, and just, I mean, I imagine you're probably working with, you know, Matt Special and some of those guys and all that. Like, how does that inform, like, the weight cut? And is it, like, does it, I imagine it's difficult each time out, but does it get incrementally easier and easier because you have that, like, thoughtfully navigated kind of lifestyle and all?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, my background is, you know, strength conditioning and therapy, so I've always had, like, an understanding of the body and stuff. But working with a guy like Matty Spech makes it 10 times easier. You know, like, weight cut is one of those things that, you know, the littlest thing can throw it off. And when you need to think less about cutting weight and more about fighting, it's always, you know, it always comes out as a benefit to the athlete, right? So, you know, I definitely work with Matty Spech, and, you know, he's great and has helped me a lot. And, you know, it's just part of the job, right? You know, at the end of the day, you know, if you want to be good at something, it's good to have a mentor or a coach, right? So, you know, I've got a multitude of counselors that help me kind of, you know, divert and get to where I need to be. So, you know, Matty's one of those guys. And, you know, if I'm having any issues with the weight department or anything like that, you know, he's able to give me a hand there. And you know, I really appreciate it. Another guy, too, is Callum with Phenom HPM. They're phenomenal, too. I work with them as well, so. Can't say enough good things about both those guys.
Yeah, and I mean, I just, the schedule you have, I mean, it seems like you're just busy every moment of the day. I mean, obviously, there's the hyper-focus on your career and this impressive win streak you've accrued, but I mean, you have some other, you know, side efforts too and whatnot, like the modeling and the barn burner whiskey and all that. So, yeah, some amazing stuff there. Like, what's the latest with the whiskey? I saw you had a post a few days ago there, and just you were talking about focusing on the process and, you know, not the end goal. So is that kind of been like a slow burner, long-term kind of project there for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of implications with that. I mean, you know, can't say too much, can't give too much away, but, you know, some things take a little bit longer to kind of unveil themselves, and other things, you know, with like the app and stuff like that, it's pretty cut and dry and straightforward. So you're just going to have to wait and see, my man. So, you know, we're always working on the back end and, you know, in the background here. And, you know, I like to stay busy. I like to, you know, make moves. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I'm sure someone who has that like lifestyle of a martial artist ethos can kind of appreciate that. Just like the slow burner, like don't look for the immediate gratification. It'll come with time. Trust the process. All those kind of isms.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you love to see it there, man. I saw another post, though, that was kind of catching my attention. You were saying you were in the studio there with Johnny Hills. He was laying down some tracks there. What was going on there? So, some hip-hop beats going on and stuff like that. What was going on there?
Johnny's my dog, man. So, like, you know, he's, in my opinion, like, you know, you heard it from me first, but he's definitely going to be one of the bigger artists coming out of Toronto, you know. He works with a lot of really big names. You know, I don't want to name drop or anything because it's on his behalf. But, you know, so, you know, he's a good buddy of mine. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to get out of your element, you know, i.e. the gym, and get into somebody else's element and see what they do. You know, and, you know, he's the professional there. So I was just hanging out, you know, watching him work. And it's pretty cool to see, you know.
Yeah, just like his level of like craftsmanship and dedication to it. I'm sure you can appreciate that, even though your expression of art is like a little bit different. I'm sure you can just appreciate like the general methodology and thought process and nuance that goes into like someone really being passionate about a given thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say, has it been reciprocated a bit? Are we going to see a little bit of crossover with him coming in the gym? Does that already happen a little bit? Like, what's the dynamic like with that?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, we're always doing stuff, and like, you know, he's, besides him being like a phenomenal artist and doing big things on that front, he also has a podcast and stuff like that. So you're definitely going to see more of him. And I don't want to say too much again.
Yeah, no, just see how it pans out and everything like that for sure. And I'm very excited to see how, you know, things pan out with this fight here, man. Really excited to see you headlining another BTC show with Dominic Clark, and just looking forward to being there and checking out this big fight. But again, to reiterate the, you know, prior theme about being mindful of your busy schedule and all that, just wanted to, you know, be mindful of that and kind of, you know, put the ball in your court a little bit and see if there was anything maybe you wanted to add kind of as like a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, Adam.
Yeah, just, you know, if you're in the Burlington area, you know, Hamilton, Oakville, anywhere around here, definitely come out to the fight. You know, I mean, you know, if you've never been to a live fight before, you know, you're definitely going to enjoy it. You're missing out for sure if you haven't been to one. You know, there's some great food vendors. There's a lot of other great causes going on at this event, on this night. And, you know, it's, you know, a stone throw away from downtown Burlington, so you can go, you know, out and enjoy some nightlife too. So definitely come check it out. And, you know, we'll see you guys in the fight.
Yeah, it's going to be a stellar event, and one that's going to be going down on June the 4th, BTC 15 Homecoming. And as I said, headlined by Adam Asenza and Dominic Clark. Going to be a huge card there, and always great getting you on the show, Adam. And I appreciate the insights so much, man. Just, yeah, looking forward to peeping this fight here, and you have a good rest of your day too there, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me on. Really appreciate you, and you too, and we'll see you fight night.